Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of customer feedback in improving product development, customer service, and marketing messaging. Now, here's our host, Chris.
I'm a big believer that we should always be actively seeking and incorporating customer feedback into our marketing strategies. It's absolutely essential and can really make a difference in your business. Hopefully this is obvious, but let's talk for a moment about why. Put simply, your customers are the lifeblood of your business and their opinions need to matter. But even better, by collecting their feedback, you gain valuable insights into their wants, needs, and pain points. This allows you to tailor your product and marketing strategies to better meet their expectations and build stronger relationships with them. So, how can you go about collecting customer feedback? One method is through surveys. Surveys can be distributed through various channels such as email, social media, or on your website. Just make sure your surveys are concise and engaging to encourage higher response rates. You can ask questions about your products or services, customer experience, or any other relevant topics that will provide you with actionable data. Another way to collect feedback is through customer reviews. Encourage your customers to share their experiences with your company on platforms like Google, Yelp, or social media. These reviews not only provide valuable feedback, but also help build trust and credibility with potential customers. And don't be discouraged by negative reviews. They can often highlight areas for improvement. And be sure that you respond to all reviews, expressing gratitude for positive ones and addressing concerns raised in negative ones. This shows that you value customer feedback and are committed to addressing any issues that arise. It helps make you seem like a real person. Beyond surveys and reviews, another way to gather customer feedback is through focus groups or user testing. You need to set up a controlled environment, but this lets you engage directly with customers so you can understand their preferences and gather specific insights. This also allows for in-depth discussions, which can uncover valuable information that surveys may not capture. Consider offering incentives to participants to encourage their involvement and ensure you're attracting a diverse range of perspectives. But data by itself isn't that helpful. You need to put it to use. Customer feedback can be particularly impactful in product development. By understanding what your customers love about your products and what they think could be improved, you can make informed decisions about future updates or launches. This helps you create products that better align with customer expectations, increasing their satisfaction and loyalty. Feedback can also tell you a lot about your customer service. If multiple customers mention a specific issue or challenge they face while interacting with your company, it could be a clear sign that there's room for improvement. Analyzing and addressing these pain points can lead to enhanced customer satisfaction and stronger relationships with your audience. And of course, customer feedback can shape your marketing messaging. By listening to your customers, you gain insights into their language, pain points, and motivations. You can then use this information to craft marketing campaigns and messages that resonate with your target audience. With permission, you can even use their testimonials in your marketing. That all said, gathering and incorporating customer feedback is an ongoing process. It's important to continuously gather and analyze feedback to stay in tune with your customers' needs and preferences. Make it a habit to regularly review the feedback you receive and then reflect on how you might want to adjust your marketing accordingly. Actively seeking and incorporating customer feedback shows that you value your customers' opinions and are committed to providing them with the best experience possible. It also allows you to make data-driven decisions and improve various aspects of your business, from product development to customer service and marketing messaging. In this way, everyone wins.
In this episode, we learned about the importance of asking for and incorporating customer feedback to enhance product development, customer service, and your marketing messaging. Thank you for tuning in to the Practical Actionable Marketing Podcast. We strive to be the go-to resource for busy professionals looking to boost their marketing efforts in just a few minutes. We'll see you back here for our next episode. And don't forget to subscribe and keep taking practical marketing action.